Thanks for calling Eagle Moss. This is Khalifa.
Hello. My name is Rod Flatwood, and I'm a new subscriber. And I have a couple questions.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Firstly, you know, I called like three times to make sure all the, you know, parts were in stock for the model I wanted to build. And they kept telling me yes, so I ordered, and then they said, oh, yeah, it's going to be a couple months. We don't have them in stock, which is, needless to say, and I know it's not your fault, but it's a little upsetting because I don't think they were honest with me. But I was just looking at your website again, and it says that anything over $60, any order over $60 gets free shipping. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what I had done when I signed up, I signed for 5 of the packages a month instead of 4 on the Mercedes.
Okay.
But I see that it's less expensive to get 6 instead of 5 because with no shipping, it costs me $2 less, but I get 6 packages instead of 5. So I'd like to change my preferences on my deliveries, please.
Okay. What's that account number?
I don't know that I was, I don't know.
Okay. What's your last name?
Fladwood, spelled F as in Frank, L-A-D as in David, W-O-O-D.
And
when you find that, if you'll give me, pardon me?
What's your zip code?
80516.
Okay.
And if you'll give me my account number, I'll make note of it in my notes.
Yes, sir. So your account number is 578-336-70-001.
Okay, I'd like to read that back. And do you guys format that in all one string?
Yes.
Okay. So I have 578-336-70-001.
Yes, sir. That is it.
Okay. I'll make note of that. Okay.
All right. So I have changed your shipments from the quantity of 5 to the quantity of 4. I'm sorry, the quantity of 6.
Okay. So each shipment should be $65.70.
Yes, sir. Let's look at the next shipment.
I haven't received anything yet.
All right. Okay, yes, sir. So each one should be the price without the shipping on it. So you have it
Pardon,
down for you to pay the shipping.
Okay. And do you have any information on when something might ship? I was told when I ordered that things that they could provide, they had stock for all of the current customers.
Okay. Let's see here. Issue 1 is out of stock. Let's see when that would, if we have an ETA of when that'll be in.
Hopefully you can understand my frustration here. I don't know what you guys are told to say, but I was obviously misled.
Yes, and I do apologize for that. But we don't.
Yeah, I know it's not your fault.
I don't have an ETA of when we would possibly have that issue 1 back in stock. As soon as they get it, they will issue it out. But I don't have an ETA of when we possibly would have it.
Okay. Well, they don't necessarily have to be in order. You don't have any of the other parts you can send six packages of?
Let's see.
That was the other thing I was told. If the next subsequent order was not in stock, they would send whatever they had, you know, after that. Like if they didn't have, you know, 15 through 20, they would send 20 through 25. But like I say, I still haven't received anything. So, pardon me?
Most of the time, they stop the full shipment. They don't ship anything else out until they receive that in.
Well, okay. That's... I might go check someone else that has other cars because... And then just cancel this. I don't know. I'll see. I'll see what someone else has got. Because I don't mind in the begin with if there's going to be a delay or whatever if I'm just told, you know, and I was told it was in stock. So,
right.
I appreciate your, and I'm trying really hard to not. I don't want to be sarcastic or anything with you. It's not your fault. I'm gonna understand that. So. Okay. Well, thank you for your help today.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for the misunderstanding. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I don't believe so. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling Eagle.